Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is brought to you by our lovely Brianne Williamson. She worked long and hard thinking of a queer-based topic that she wanted the people to hear about.
Very important.
And she has decided that today the topic is catching up.
Well, when you present it like that. Okay, well, to be fair, it's only up from last week because I got a notification on my phone because I'm subscribed to us on iTunes, obviously.
Right, like, yeah. Half the reviews are us.
And it literally popped up. It was like, new episode, I Can Explain. Summer. I was like,
ugh. I would like to say that I don't actually think that the summer episode was that bad.
I don't either, but would I ever click on an episode that was like, summer?
But you're telling me that you're yourself right now feeling fun, flirty, and summer, and then you see your favorite podcast upload an episode called Summer. You're not being like,
no,
oh my god, summer, like a margarita, virgin margarita.
We saw that and I was like, we really missed the mark.
Okay,
there.
Well, the same people are gonna fucking delete iTunes.
No, that's why I wanted to let you know that my plan for this week, by my plan, I mean, I'm gonna tell you while doing all the work to title this Eating Ass Part 17. And then people are gonna click on it and it's just gonna be catching up.
Well, okay. We're a lot of things on this podcast, but I don't think we've yet been liars. So I don't know if that's a bridge I'm willing to cross.
I just think eating ass in the summer would have done much better than summer.
I guess.
And all we would have had to do is at one point said, and also this summer, I wouldn't mind eating ass.
Right. But who wants to eat ass in the summer?
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. It is more of a brisk activity.
Yeah.
Because everything else has to kind of be cool. Like, as I'm sitting here, my asshole is sweating.
It's like Shrek Swamp down there. Like, it's just... it's just sweaty ass. So, yeah.
Perfect.
Now sweaty ass. Perfect.
Now we can call it sweaty ass.
I didn't know that we were at the stage of clickbaiting, but I'm glad that you have.
I'm just saying, after summer popped up in my notifications, I thought we need to really try and bring the assholes back into this.
Right. So just for context, also, Brie came into my apartment invigorated by herself. She said, I have an idea for a topic.
I was so
and
excited.
I said, wow, that is new. And she's like, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Catching up. We're going to catch up. And I was like, okay, well, I wanted to talk about queer baiting.
Sean, that's like an actual idea. And instead of me being like, oh, yeah, that's better, I was like, perfect, you can do that next week.
Yeah, she was like, well, I guess we'll talk about queer baiting next week. But this week, we're going to talk about catching up. So
the more important stuff.
Yeah, so there will be an episode next week about queer baiting. It's a queer-related topic like our podcast is intended for. But this week, we're just two straight girls in a closet catching up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So before we get into it, if you would like notifications on your phone, like I
Summer.
Can Explain Summer is now available to listen to, please make sure that wherever you're listening, you are subscribed or following, that you rate us 5 stars. It really helps us out. Tell your friends, family, neighbors, whoever's really listening.
Mailman, mailwoman, male person.
Oh my God. Glory holes, but instead of putting your penis through,
It's mail.
That mail says information about our podcast.
I literally was like, yeah, wow, a glory hole for mail. That's actually a great idea. You mean a mail slot?
Oh my God, cute. You get like a note. Like you go and you think like a penis is going to come through, but instead it's just a nice note with some information on where you can go and listen to us catch up.
It's the Canadian government being like, pay your taxes.
Tax reminder, glory holes. Oh my God. Okay, so yeah, that's a little sampling of how this episode's going to go.
Okay.
Before we get into it, I want to thank all of our patrons. A huge shout out to Aiden, Olivia, Liz, Serena, and Kate. And recently I was posting about reading for once in my goddamn life. And Liz, who we shout out every week, DM'd me from her book account. This isn't her personal account. This is the coolest thing ever, so I wanted to shout it out. It is called Love Lizerature. Love, Lizerature. And it is a bookstagram for celebrating love, equality, BIPOC, LGBTQ plus individuals in literature. And she gives all this amazing suggestions for queer literature. And it is so like aesthetically pleasing and cute.
Oh my God, it's, yeah.
Right?
We love, yeah.
And so I just thought, like, if you're someone who likes to read and you're looking for more representation in books, you should go check out Liz's page.
Absolutely.
Love Lizerature. Also a cute name.
That is a very cute name.
Yeah.
We love a pun.
If you want... Oh, okay. So we got to kick this off first.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So one of the things I wanted to tell you about, it made me really happy because when you were gone this weekend, I realized that I'm going to have some more opportunities this summer to... bully you on the Discord without you having direct access to it.
Okay.
Like, whenever you go away, I plan on just getting on the Patreon Discord and just talking shit about you.
Okay.
So that by the time that you get back...
It's already built up.
It's too late.
I can't stop the flow.
Exactly. It's a snowball.
Okay.
So just be aware.
So has this happened?
That the next... Well... I just tested the waters.
Okay.
With clearing my name. Okay. So, like, Sean was gone to his cabin. And so I just went on there and I was like, I would like everyone to know, despite what Sean says, I'm not 5'1", I'm 5'7", and I am not 52, I'm 29. I got likes. And I didn't have to deal with your smart ass, like, chirping back at me about how old I was.
Right. Because I was on a lake and I couldn't have my phone.
Exactly. So now I'm seeing a window of opportunity that everyone listening out there, all the patrons that are on and have access to the Discord, you can expect me bullying Sean pretty much every weekend he's gone this summer.
Interesting.
Which I'm very excited about.
You know what is also interesting to me, though?
What?
You're away a lot this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And good thing I have photographic evidence of you standing beside objects that are also 5'1 in height. And it's a straight line, bitch. It's a straight line.
I come back, it's like just me compared to all of these objects.
Yeah, absolutely. Good thing I have a photo of you standing right beside a shoeless Lady Gaga. Same height.
Oh my God. So yeah, if you want to get in on the bullying on the Discord, not of each other, just of me and Sean bullying each other.
Yes, yes, yes.
People's entertainment. Feel free to become a patron. Our link is in the bio over on our Instagram at Can Explain Podcast. And, yeah, that's what I have on that. So something else happened to me this weekend while you were gone.
Uh-huh. Do you like how this episode, it wasn't even catching up because catching up implies that it's two friends talking. This is like three things happened in your life and you wanted to tell me about them. And I'm just going to be like,
yeah, that's basically right.
Okay.
This is,
are any of them queer related?
Yes, because they have queer people involved.
Okay. I was thinking possible title, We Are Straight Now. If it was all just, yeah.
Us talking about straight things and straight things only.
Yes.
No. Well, queer people are involved, so we're going to swing it.
Okay.
Okay. So while you were gone, you posted a very nice picture on Instagram.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Now, previous to this photo being posted, I have my sources, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Because as you were trying to build the Bria Short collection of materials,
yes, yes, yes,
I am trying to build the How I Can Blackmail Sean materials.
Okay, yes.
When this podcast does implode, I'm going to need a folder.
Mm-hmm.
And as a lot of you know, Sean says how he is so sunsafe on this podcast all the time. Sunsafe.
Right.
I come over. I have a nice glowing tan. Sean's like, oh, you're in the sun. Like, I'm like, oh, God. So I have my sources. I did hire some people.
Okay. Some private eyes.
Yes.
Who I know exactly who they are.
While you're at.
Private. Keyword private is supposed to be the part there.
While you're at your cabin.
Yeah.
And
you, breached my privacy.
Exactly. I did access some photographs.
Yes.
And those photographs were of you being burnt.
It's funny because it actually, like, wasn't... I will say I did get, like, a little bit burnt, but it went away pretty quickly. And this is my thing. I do actually enjoy being sunsafe. We all had hats on as well because, like, you can't...
Mm.
It's really all about the face, you know?
I'm just going to pull up this picture and see.
Good thing it's a podcast, bitch.
If there's a hat present. Okay, go on. Go on.
So... Yeah, I do love being sun safe, and we were all wearing hats. But the one thing that tends to overwhelm, yeah, it went, I don't have anything now. So the one thing that tends to overwhelm sun safety is the fact that I'm also just a raging good time.
Oh, okay. You're too busy so having fun.
I was so busy being the life of the party, right. Like just making everybody the happiest they've ever been. Like, there was just so much joy and happiness specifically brought from me.
Right.
That I may have stayed in the sun a little too long, but it did go away. And it's funny because that is the day that I reapplied the most.
Okay.
But it was the hottest day mm-hmm. I have maybe ever experienced up there. And we were floating for probably like
hours.
8 hours.
Yeah. And that's all you can do.
And I would reapply, and then you'd get so hot that you go back in. So I did. It was like a little miscalculation. And so I do apologize for letting all my little sun safies out there down for the moment, but I will do better. You've but you know what I won't do better at?
What?
Remaining the goddamn life of the party. You're not the life of the party or sun safe, so.
Oh my God. Okay. Fine. Well, this is where I'm going with this story.
Okay.
Okay. It's really actually not about the burn.
Okay.
What I needed to bring up.
Right.
So I went to your Instagram photo that you posted to bully you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Sean posted a very cute at Sean.lusk picture of him on like a flamingo floaty looking all cute. I was like, oh God.
Yeah.
So obviously I was like, I need to let the people know about the burn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
That was my first thought. Like, yeah. Instead of feeling happy for you over a nice photo or anything, I was just like, I really need to like
right.
hit him where it hurts. Mm-hmm. Right. So I went into the comments to post it mm-hmm. and I felt very good. Like it gave me a rush of
yeah.
euphoria,
yeah.
right? Letting the people know. Mm-hmm. And then I scrolled through the comments and there was all these other lesbians saying nice things to you. And I was like, It brought up an inner rage within me that I can't even really explain.
Okay.
So then I had to, like, go down. It was like when you saw, like, in high school, like, a girl comment on your boyfriend's photo.
Right.
I was like, who the fuck are these bitches? Like, who do they think that they are?
Right.
Like, I went to all their profiles. I was looking, I was like, yeah, okay, whatever, cute shorts. Like, okay, yeah, sure. Like, you know, it was like, I was really deep diving.
Yeah.
Full of hatred and
right.
anger.
You start hate commenting on them too.
I'm like, doesn't look like you're wearing
you're
SPF 60.
Blinded with rage.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So I was just in a frenzy. I was in a frenzy. I'm like, who are all these lesbians
right.
that have decided that they can be nice to you? How I truly felt.
Okay.
And I want you to, like, how would you feel if you went to one of my photos on Instagram to bully me?
Right.
And there was all these gay guys.
Right.
Saying nice things to me.
I was like, oh, how would I feel if I went to your page and hundreds of lesbians had commented on it?
No, gay men. So I don't care. Gay men can comment all they want.
I don't think I would have cared. Bray just drank a sip of her coffee once again with what I can assume is the fiery rage that she felt then.
So you're telling me you don't care about me or feel any?
I don't care about you. You're not the life of the party.
Not sunsafe.
No, I don't know. It's like we obviously have a very different relationship. So do I have a podcast with these people? No.
But is it because that they don't live here, so you can't have a podcast with
no.
them?
No.
See, I don't know if I believe that anymore.
Okay.
I'm starting to feel stressed about the world reopening.
Right.
And you being able to talk to other lesbians.
Right. Right.
I would personally like to make a pact that you stop altogether.
So this would be a bad time to tell you about my new podcast, We Can Explain.
You know what I think the other sensitivity is with it?
Yeah.
I am aware that they bring certain things to the table that I don't.
Right. The ability to game.
Yeah. And that is something I'm very sensitive about because I don't know how to game.
Well, you could learn.
Just seems like now it's going to be like really try hard. If I'm like, hey, Sean, I bought a PlayStation. you know, do you want to hang out? And I'm like trying to really get in there.
We love a pro gamer.
I become like Twitch famous just to get you back. It's like my main focus.
You're like
the
new fucking like PewDiePie. I still don't game with you.
6 years later, people are like, why'd you start this? I'm like, it's two other lesbians talking to John's photo. So, yeah.
Okay. I don't know what you want to do with this information.
Well, blocking is an option. I'm just saying.
But you're like my best friend. So, like, there's no replacing you.
I know, but I think that I just, you know what? I just needed to hear that.
Right.
Okay. I needed to know that. I needed to hear that. And that's what I thought.
I feel like you know it, but you just needed to suck it out of me.
I just need,
like, my life in this podcast.
What it is I needed the sound clip so I can send it to any future lesbian.
You'll just comment it under every Instagram.
The link to the soundbite that says, well, you are my best friend.
Right.
And then I'll just say, try it again.
You just start quoting it everywhere?
Yeah, that's all I say. I get a tattoo of it.
You are my best friend and there's no replacing you. Sean Lash. It's your Instagram bio. You comment it under all of their comments.
I'm just saying, like, that... Wow. That took a lot out of me.
Okay, what's next on your
list? First, I've been away from you for this long, and then I'm seeing that.
Right.
I'm like, I don't see him for a week and a half. And I've been replaced.
I've replaced you.
Can't I bully you in peace? Like, seriously.
The thing is that, like, they're all above 5'1". So, like, it's just easier. I feel like in person I'll be able to talk to them. I'll be able to talk to them easier because I won't be, like, craning my neck, you know?
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Hey, Gabers, we're just going to take a quick break to let you know about our amazing sponsor, Care Of. You know we love Care Of here. First of all, high quality products. Care Of is super transparent about the research and sourcing behind each one of their products, which we appreciate. Next, I have personally been loving Care Of because getting into the routine of taking vitamins daily is so easy with them. Your recommendations come in daily individually wrapped packets that are perfect for getting into or starting a routine. And also, these vitamins are personalized for your needs. So it's super easy. You go to takecareof.com. You take an online quiz. It tells you what vitamins are going to be great for you, your diet, your lifestyle, and your health concerns. And you get a personally tailored kit that comes to your door for your unique health needs. It's amazing. I cannot recommend it enough. So we've got something exciting for you today. If you go to takecareof.com and enter code EXPLAIN50, you get 50% off your first Care Of order. So for 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code EXPLAIN50. Thank you so much for supporting our sponsors. We love them. And thank you to Care Of for supporting our queer content. It means a lot. Okay, so I'm just going over my list of things I want to catch up with you. Burn Queen's gone. Block All the Other Lesbians is gone. Okay. I need to talk to you about how I am the C-spiracy. Because we've been talking about this behind the scenes.
Okay, yeah.
And I feel like I need to be honest about my part in destroying the world's oceans.
Okay. As a vegan, okay, I will say this is maybe the funniest situation that's ever occurred to me. Just because, like, I think it so perfectly sums up every single person in the world besides, like, actual vegans.
Yes.
It's so, so, so perfectly.
Right.
So why don't you tell everybody what you've been up to recently?
Well, I've been eating everything available in the ocean, first of all.
The ocean?
I watched Seaspiracy, and I amped up my seafood intake.
Yeah.
Which makes me an evil person. I'm just going to be honest here.
Absolutely.
But you know what? Summer is the time for killing fish. It is. I'm serious. If we're talking about a season, there's a season for eating ass and there's a season for eating fish.
Right, and they don't coincide.
No. Fall, winter, I'm eating ass. Spring, summer, I'm eating fish.
You can eat ass in spring, too.
It's already a little too warm for me. Yeah. I sweat easily, Sean.
But I here's the kicker is that I don't murder fish year round, so maybe you could try that one next time.
Okay, so after I watched Seaspiracy, I made the terrible mistake.
I think you even posted about it.
I think I did too.
Yeah.
I'm a fake.
You're
person.
A fraud. You're a phony.
I need to be honest with the people about this. You're right. I was one of those people that I took it. And I felt like I should stand on the soapbox a little too soon.
Yeah.
And then I realized the box I was standing on was a box of scallops and I wanted to eat them.
You were building the soapbox as you were watching.
Yes.
And then you realized that you could flip that over and it was filled with canned salmon. Yeah.
I could use it as a crab trap. Yeah,
I could use it to bludgeon a fish to death.
Okay. So...
Okay, I'm going to tell it from my perspective.
Okay, tell it from your perspective.
So as a, like, vegan person, I try, even though I still can be, I try not to be super preachy.
Right.
Because there's, like, the whole thing, like, I respect that you have your own diet. In truth, I don't. I really don't. Yeah. I think...
Because you're also an evil person, so...
Okay, Miss Seaspiracy 2021.
Can you imagine if there was a competition and I got to dress like Ariel? That would be so cute.
Well, would you want to eat your bottom half?
I mean, I eat ass. Sure. I'm hitting two birds with one stone. Eat ass and fish at the same time.
Fishy ass. Sounds perfect. So I try not to be preachy, even though I can be sometimes. But, like, for the most part, I would say I'm pretty non-preachy. And most of my preachy is, like, just to be annoying. And, like, I think it's funny.
Yeah.
But I've seen this time and time again because I've had so many people in my life be like, what's a documentary that'll make me vegan?
Right.
And in my mind, even my boyfriend has said this. And in my mind, I'm like, there is none. I'm like, when I was becoming vegan, I was watching documentaries. They definitely, like, helped because I was like, I know how horrific things are.
Yeah.
But everybody knows how horrific things are.
Right.
Like, you know it. So it's like, if you're saying that it's a documentary, maybe there are some people that it has, you know, pushed them over the edge, or they had no idea. Maybe there are some people that have no idea about, like, the injustices that are fucking going on and, like, the disgusting, like, corporate, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there are some people. But I would say most people, you know how meat is got, you know? You know what meat is. Maybe there's some added things you learn, but, like, you know what it
is. You know what it is.
So I've had people be like, what's a documentary that's going to make me vegan? And I'm like, I don't know. Type it into fucking Netflix. Find something.
Yeah.
Like, nothing's really... If that's what you're hanging on to, that's not going to do it.
Right.
Then Brie messages me after I watched Seaspiracy. And me watching Seaspiracy, I was like, oh, this is horrible, but I feel like...
I was looking for a way to relate to you.
Right. And then you said, let's fucking Uno reverse card that bitch. Let's get as unrelatable as I possibly can.
No, I literally, in my mind, I was watching this. I was like, I know Sean is sobbing over these fucking fish right now. And I will be frank. I was very sad over a portion of it.
Right, for the first hour of your fish bonanza.
I did eat calamari that night.
Okay, so Brie texts me and she goes, just watch Seaspiracy. Horrible things happening in our oceans.
That is true. I stand by it. It is horrible.
She's like, slavery, whaling, all this stuff. And I'm like, yes, it's horrible. And she goes, I'm not eating. I should find the text message to get the exact amount of time that you stayed.
I think it was a month.
I literally think it was like a month or 3 months.
It might have been three. Yeah. I didn't factor in that it was summer, bitch. The fish markets are open.
I'm not eating ass. I'm fucking hungry, bitch. Gotta fill this hole somehow.
Seriously.
So Brie goes, I'm not eating fish for blank amount of time. It was at least a month. And I was like, that's great. You know, it's all little parts. It all helps. And she's like, yeah, just horrible. But I did order calamari last night. And I would feel bad throwing it out.
That's true. That's fair.
And I was like... Okay.
That's fair because I saw those little squids a different way. I was like, you've died for me.
Right.
You know, you've died on the cross, if you will. So now I'm going to respect that. And I'm going to walk the walk and talk the talk and right. eat your asses up.
And here's the thing. In my mind, I thought, how gross is day-old calamari?
Okay. I will say there is a low point in your life when you're microwaving old squid.
Not even really air-frying.
Yeah, you really question things, okay? So I will... I'm with you there.
I feel like that probably is what you deserved, though. So I'm like, wow, this is great. This was like, what, how many months ago? Probably like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, this is great. Bri mm-hmm. is on this new journey. She's, you know, living this life.
Yeah.
Literally, like 5 days later, this is on like a Monday or something, like a Friday, I'm just going on Instagram and I have Bri, Bri's mother, Bri's father, Bri's sister, all on Instagram. And I see, oh, that's a lot of Williamson posts.
We're having a little family.
What I was about to feast my eyes on in these next stories is like literally the biggest fish blowout I've ever seen. In my, every sea creature was barnacles, crabs, lobsters, like fucking kelp, like things that weren't even like salmon. Trout, halibut.
We sawed off pieces of the Great Premier Reef. The centerpiece.
Barrier? We ate a piece of the Bermuda Triangle because it was gone over the sea.
Oh, it's barrier, right.
Yeah.
The one that's dead.
Yeah, they were fucking eating coral, just loose sand, whole sharks. Anyways, it was basically like first course, crab legs. Second course, prawns. Third course, like halibut-crusted salmon.
Halibut-crusted salmon.
And I was just clicking through them, and I was like, this fucking liar, this fucking thief.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then Sean, yeah, he texted me. I personally didn't post any stories, so I thought I was in the clear.
No, you were probably trying to get them to delete.
I thought that, okay, well, I don't have it out there.
Right. Too bad they fucking tagged you, too, bitch.
I'm on the, like, underground captain's boil here,
no,
you know? Like,
no,
I'm
no.
literally, like, just trying to get all the fish I can in before I'm exposed.
Yeah.
It's like eating McDonald's in the parking lot before you get home, you know? Like, that's me. And then you come into my DMs with your PI work, and you're like, I see the Williamsons are having a fucking fish buffet.
Seaspiracy bonanza blowout, yeah.
And I was like, I'm blocking you.
And, like, it was just so funny.
Because
like,
it was so obnoxious.
It wasn't like Bri posted a photo of her eating one piece of salmon at a restaurant. Like, it was just so, like, I couldn't even, not like I'd be mad anyways, yeah. but I couldn't even feel any other emotion because it was just so funny how
so
much
obnoxious.
Of an absolute turnaround you had in, like, 4 days.
Oh, my God. Okay, you know what? You can only pick so many things. And at the end of the day, I just don't care about fish. I just don't. A scallop? Does anyone care about a scallop?
I do.
Like, would you actually be sad killing a scallop?
Probably.
Oh, God. Okay, honestly, the happiest part of that movie, in my opinion, was when they killed that porpoise. Because I was just like, that's a fair way to fish. And they, like, zoomed in on it as if it was, like, sad or something like that. And I was just like, honestly... that was the highlight of the movie for me.
The highlight of Seaspiracy. Let's just talk about this for a second. The highlight of Seaspiracy was them killing a fucking whale.
Yeah.
And you didn't feel sad about it, but you thought that was going to affect you eating fish.
Because to me, I was like, okay, well, that makes sense to me.
Right.
And they tried to make that, like, the sad climax of the movie. They, like, zoomed in on it being stabbed. And I was like, whatever. Like, that is how it's done. That is how it's done, right?
Right.
They're not, like, dragging the nets across the entire ocean floor. That's me,
that's,
bitch.
That's the Williamson team.
That's
your weekly meeting. You're talking about new listings on the market while you're trolling the entire bottom of the sea. I've also now just started making jokes about it. I'm like, when is, like, the Williamson whaling vessel coming out?
My next...
Your branded whale vessel merch.
Oh, my God. Okay, so
you guys, you guys should franchise a Red Lobster. Or, like, a Sea Lovers.
A Sea Lovers.
Yeah.
Or Captain's Boil.
Yeah.
Have you ever never heard of Captain's Oil? It's where they put it in plastic bags and then they like dump it on your
like
table.
Like Louisiana style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Gabers. Today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention. And it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Yeah.
You know what I find really weird? What? I think this is the worst episode we've ever filmed.
I actually love it. I'm having the best time of my life.
You know what I find really weird?
What?
The people that, or like the fact that people think that they should be eating like shrimp and like crabs and lobsters. I get the like they're good part, but right. Are they not just big like underwater insects?
Yeah, they're just insects.
Like, aren't they literally just like alien water insects?
I'm pretty sure they're basically like the water version of like spiders and stuff.
Like, you're just eating really big ants.
Like that, like a lobster kind of looks like a, what's those things?
Like a scorpion.
Yeah, like a scorpion, and then a crab looks like a spider.
Yeah, and a shrimp but is like,
I'd probably eat scorpions and spiders too if they were seasoned right. Like, I'll eat whatever.
I like how Seaspiracy has made you less vegan.
No, I'm just literally like, anything you want to kill and give me, right, I'll eat it pretty right. much. No, I think I'm just, yeah, seafood's a hard one for me.
I can sense that.
Because I love seafood. Oh, I love it so much. But I feel bad for the mammals.
That you also murder.
That I also murder.
Yeah.
But I
also, let me tell you.
But this way, I prefer to be more ignorant about those creatures.
Right. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, though, now I constantly send every single Instagram story posted by any of your family members right to you, because I think it is the funniest thing ever.
I know. We are really,
you guys go hard
ourselves.
For a barbecue.
The barbecue.
And you go hard for like a land and sea combo.
Oh, the surf and turf. That is oh, like,
it actually has a name.
It has a name.
I knew that. I just, in my mind, didn't think of it.
Land and sea
combo. Mass murder.
Sean's going to start picketing my family dinners.
Honestly.
You're going to be like out front, like, Seaspiracy.
Yeah, literally. Mm. I'm going to be like, scallops lives matter.
Oh my God, scallops. Like, Sean, honestly, if you were going to try and make change in the ocean, don't start with scallops.
Bitch,
no one cares about scallops.
Start with the porpoises either, apparently.
You know what? It's if they were like, I was sad when they were in the nets. But if you're taking the time to stab a porpoise, I mean, that's the porpoise that they're eating for like ever.
Right.
So I'm just like, okay, like you're going to eat that same fucking porpoise for 8 months. It's like stabbing one cow. I'm like, okay. Like, opposed to like catching a bunch of cows in a net or however they do it. I'm not watching Cowspiracy. That will make me not eat meat for like 2 weeks.
That will make me not hit up a drive thru for the distance it takes me to drive to the drive thru.
Okay, speaking of, I did go to McDonald's before I came here to get us coffees. Mm-hmm. And I got a fillet of fish, and I'm genuinely concerned.
I love how this episode, you literally made a list in your phone about things you wanted to talk to, and you probably wrote Seaspiracy while eating a Filet-O-Fish.
No, it did make me think of it, because I was feeling a little sick afterwards, and usually Filet-O-Fish hit the spot.
Right.
This one was the driest the spot of diarrhea. Fish. Yeah, that's true. This was the driest fish. Like, that shit had been
sitting. Well, you don't get it with sauce.
No, but it's all, I never get it with sauce, and it's always good. But this one was dry as fuck. Like, when I bit into it, it was just like a puff of air came out.
Well, probably because they have to get fish from, like, the deepest of the seas, because you and your family have got all the closest fish. Any fish closest to the earth is the earth's surface you've already hunted, so.
Okay, did you know when I used to work with McDonald's Canada?
Is this tea? Okay.
Well, it's not that deep tea, but I mean, they don't pay me anymore, so whatever. I'm off contract now. I only eat at McDonald's the Filet-O-Fish. Like, that is my order. Like, that's all I want to eat there. Right. Because I'm just trying to make sure as many fish as possible.
Yeah, you're trying to get as maximum fish intake as possible.
I have mercury poisoning. I'm almost 1,000
just mercury at this point.
Anyways.
5'1" of solid mercury.
So. So. What has this become? Catching up and talking about how I murder fish.
So you brought it to the table.
I literally said to them.
Like all the fish.
Okay. So with brand deals, right? Depending on what brands you work with, there's different layers of how much, like, creativity they want you to actually take on.
Right.
And usually the bigger companies is way less.
Less, yes, yes.
Just because, like, if there's a brand that's hiring, like, three individuals to do posts, they're probably have actually vetted those three individuals and been like, oh, we really like their content. We think that they, like, totally align with our brand. And we want to see what creatively they do with our product to creatively promote it, undeniably, but, like, in an authentic way.
Right.
And then you have, like, huge corporations that literally probably just type in, like, female, 50,000 or more.
Loves fish.
Loves fish. And then they just, like, their marketing team reaches out to, like, 10,000 influencers a year.
Yeah.
And those 10,000 influencers post something. And they just, like, and you can tell right away when you get these brand deals, because it will, like, either be, like, an email, like, hey, this is the product we'd love to hear, like, we saw that you enjoy it, or we saw you wearing it, or whatever it is, or we think it aligns with your brand. We'd love to see how you think your audience would, like, receive this.
Yeah.
And then you kind of shoot back your idea. Or it's like, hey, here's exactly what we want you to post. These are three examples of what the photo should look like. This is needs to be included in the caption.
Right.
That's the, like, that's the tea. So McDonald's, obviously a huge corporation, is one of those companies that is just like, this is what you need to say. Okay, so it was funny because when I was first working with them, they were like, hey, like, what, like, I feel like they almost, like, the marketing company, it wasn't McDonald's directly, it's usually a PR company working for them, and I'm not talking to, like fucking McDonald's.
Yeah, no, yeah, Mr. McDonald.
Ronald. Yeah. I'm not, like, on the phone with Ronald being like, hey, Ronald, yeah, like,
the Hamburglar. The raccoon Hamburglar.
Yeah, exactly. And they kind of tried to, like, pretend, I think, like, they cared, like, what, like, an influencer might want to, like, promote. So they were like, oh, is there anything, like, you really enjoy at McDonald's? And I was like, oh, I, like, only eat and, like, love the Filet-O-Fish. Like, I go hard with the fucking Filet-O-Fish. Like, let me tell the people about my Filet-O-Fish order. And they were just, like, straight up, like, no.
No.
Because... And that's when I really realized, like, even McDonald's hates that I hate that I like the Filet-O-Fish.
Obviously, everyone does.
Like, they were, like, Ronald was like, why, bitch? Like, why would you want to tell anybody about the Filet-O-Fish?
But Ronald held the bottom of the phone and went to the Hamburglar and was like, she's a psycho.
No, literally.
Yeah.
Do you know, want to know my order at McDonald's today?
No.
This is how psychopathic I am. I ordered a plain Filet-O-Fish, no cheese, no sauce, as always, but this one was extra dry. I like it slightly dry, but not so dry.
How many fish patties do you get in there?
Just one.
Three to four.
I'm like, no cheese, no sauce, but if we could put like eight fish patties in there.
Yeah, no buns. Fish patties as buns, please.
And then I got two sprinkle donuts.
Okay.
And then I got a coffee.
Oh. Okay.
And the sprinkle donuts are like mini donuts. And the reason I get them is they're the only donuts without filling.
Oh, that's
how
nice.
Psychopathic is that? That they make all their other donuts with filling. I don't want filling.
I love a filled donut. Well, it depends. I actually hate like a chocolate filled donut. Like that has never been my thing. But there was a there's something so delicious about like an incredibly soft jelly donut with like the powdering. So good.
See, I don't like it. I don't like the when it busts in your mouth.
Oh fuck, I want it to bust in my mouth. Yeah, but you know what I hate when it's like, this is a filled donut and then it's like lightly filled. Like if I
get a filled
donut, like I want that shit to be busting in my mouth.
Yeah.
Like I want to be like gurgling what? On it. Like I want to be shocked by the amount that they filled it with.
You're like, oh my god, my mouth I'm can like, oh my almost god, not contain. Contain the amount.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just like squirted flowing over.
Yeah, okay, I get that. One time Julia and I drove to Tim Hortons for the new like Nutella donut. She loves Nutella.
Okay.
And it had it on the commercials, it was like packed to the brim.
Yeah.
With Nutella.
No. Lies.
There was a thin crust of Nutella on the inside. And when I tell you, we rage.
Yeah, I also have a problem with, like, I just don't like Tim Hortons, and I know it's going to be a bold and brave opinion.
Whoa.
I know,
whoa,
I'm whoa, not.
Whoa. Of all the things we've said today.
I know, I'm not a Tim Hortons person, and it always frightens me when I see,
there
like...
There go half our listeners.
Literally. So I saw, like, Markiplier, you know? Like, no, that no, big no. YouTuber. Anyways, he's been in Canada filming something, and he went to Tim Hortons and like got all this food and was like comparing it to like American fast food brands. And it's so scary because I feel like it's something that like a lot of Canadians do take pride and are very defensive over Tim Hortons.
Right.
That is a very big thing. But I think people also view it even more than it is. Like, if you talk to anybody elsewhere, they're like, you guys would kill for Tim Hortons.
Right.
And I'm like, no.
Like, it's not that great.
It's not, no.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I do, and I respect that opinion.
Thank you.
But I also need to issue an apology to our listeners.
They also, I will say, they also absolutely despise vegans. So
oh, they're just like, no.
They literally didn't have a non-dairy milk until, I think, last
year. McDonald's still doesn't.
It's unreal.
Isn't that crazy? I actually, that mind boggles me that McDonald's doesn't have a dairy-free milk.
And then Tim Hortons got a Beyond Breakfast Sandwich, took it away, literally after like 2 months.
That's weird.
Now you can get an almond milk ice cap, but that was literally like Starbucks has had soy milk for like ages. Probably like 15 years at this point.
Yeah, but Starbucks is going for the...
They have all options. The gays. Do you know that millennials are apparently killing Starbucks, which I don't know if that's...
Why? Because we're making it not cool?
And apparently, like, millennials like more artisanal, small coffee places more.
Oh.
And I feel like I like both of them, but they're different. Because Starbucks are, like, everywhere. Like, road trips and stuff, you're going to go to a Starbucks. But when I'm, like, here, I'll still get a Starbucks for ease, but I would also like to stop at, like, you know, a, like, mom-and-pop coffee shop.
I do think also Starbucks is doing a bad job of staying, like, cool. Because, like, you see all these young influencers, like, the, like, 16 to 18-year-olds.
Yeah, and they're all drinking, like, Emma Chamberlain coffee.
Yeah, it's true. But also, like, McDonald's, Dunkin', like, all those keep up with them. Starbucks, like, does no influencer marketing.
No.
And I think that it's for a while they wanted to, like, stay, like, more, like, not that vibe, but they're killing themselves because I'm like, all these kids care about, like, drinking what Charlie D'Amelio drinks.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of, now that we're on the TikTok subject,
okay,
I am on gay man TikTok, and wow, people don't talk enough about how cringe that is. What's all this hate on lesbian cringe TikTok?
I don't think I'm on gay man TikTok.
I just got on, like, yesterday, and I was on my For You page, and it was just gay after gay after gay, and I was like, whoa.
My TikTok currently, as I've told you before, is still animal TikTok.
Okay.
I do love a good animal TikTok. It's also, like, meme TikTok. It is definitely, like, gay-adjacent meme. But it's never like hot gays. I don't subscribe to that. And then I've also liked a lot of videos recently of that girl responding to white gym bros and like ripping them apart.
Isn't it funny how there's semis.
And now I'm on just like a bullying white men TikTok.
Oh.
And it's a pretty great place. I'm going to try to stay there as long as possible.
Yeah. Every once in a while you hit a sweet spot and then it like leaves.
Yeah.
And you're like, can I come back?
Gotta make sure you're like, does that video kind of relate? Because I should like that one.
I know. And yeah. I've been liking too many that don't relate to things that I actually like want to see a lot of. I just like that individual video.
So how did you end up on gay man TikTok?
Well, because I think I only follow like 30 people on TikTok.
Okay.
And like three of which are gay men.
Right.
So I think the ratio has killed me. And because I follow them, a lot of times the following page comes up.
Right.
And then I like all of their posts. And I think I've screwed myself.
Yeah.
I'm in too deep.
No
so.
Pun
mm-hmm. Oh, I saw a funny one the other day that was actually, I'm not going to say it because it's shady. Anyways, I'll tell you about it afterwards.
Okay.
So what is going on with you? 41 minutes. I did tell you I was chaotic today.
Yeah, this is definitely an episode.
I had fun.
I'm glad you had fun.
I feel like I got some things off my chest.
Right.
I was able to be open with the audience about that I'm a fish murderer.
I don't think murderer is like enough.
Oh, it's worse than that.
I think, yeah. A murderer implies like a few.
I'm like a mob boss.
You're like a serial killer of fish.
Oh.
You're a prolific serial killer of fish. And you haven't been caught because the murder sprees just continue. Anywhere you go, you leave a pile of fish corpses behind you.
Oh, God. I feel like our relationship would be a lot better if you also liked fish.
Right.
So be open to it. Like, just maybe a little.
You blaming me for lesbians commenting nice things on my Instagram, but saying we'd be closer if I just ate fish.
Wait, oh no. Do they eat fish?
They're not vegan, so.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
It also is like my, just to piggyback on this little fish topic. It's almost my like 6-year anniversary of being vegan. So
whoa, that's actually crazy.
Yeah, it's a long time.
So for every fish you don't eat, I double it.
You pick up the slack and then some.
That's actually amazing though. Six years. Yeah. Good for you.
That's a long time.
You must feel like a really good person.
I am a really good person.
Like, does
where it feel like?
Does it make up for all the things that, like, you might not be a good person about? Like, at night, if you're, like, sitting there, you're like, oh, that was kind of mean what I said. And then you're like, oh, but I don't kill
I'm
animals.
Like, oh, I made Brie cry by bullying her again. Oh, but I didn't eat fish. Well.
Yeah, it balanced.
Absolutely.
Nice balance,
I have
right?
to have some positives.
Okay, well, I don't know what the fuck this was.
It was your plan. That's what it was.
Sean, I don't know why you suggested this topic.
Don't you dare.
Of eating fish in the summer, but I apologize on Sean's behalf.
So next week, tune in for an actual queer podcast of
queer bait, where we talk about what fish queers eat.
Oh my God, how to bait a hook as a queer.
It's just me, just
it's a video podcast.
Okay, I think that we need to personally set a goal for Patreon.
Okay.
Okay? That when we hit a certain number, this will not be announced today, but I'm just saying we're going there, that we will start posting video on YouTube or something.
Right.
Because I just think, like, people want it, but, like, it is a lot more work.
Right.
So we need to go behind the scenes and figure that out. But in the meantime, if you want to become a patron, go to our Instagram bio at I Can Explain Podcast. Follow us there. Click the link and then you can go on our Discord. And whenever Sean goes away, I'm be going off on there. And then you can also follow us personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson on Instagram and on TikTok. Very important you do both. I will be posting some fishing tips.
Yeah, and flagged on the Seas of the World website as possibly the biggest threat, higher than climate change, to all of the marine life population.
And wherever you're listening, make sure you follow and subscribe and leave a 5-star review.
You should change your name to C.Ann Williamson.
Oh, my God.
C.Ann Williamson.
Should I put a little fish in my bio?
Absolutely.
A little fish with that water gun shooting it?
Well, a knife on the other side.
Oh my God. This is so dark. Like, people are going to come for me over this. But I felt honest and truthful.
The thing is, even if they come for you, you just quite literally said you don't care about fish, so I don't think it'll affect you.
That's true. I do not like when people don't like me, though. That's my sensitivity. I think I would sooner stop eating fish if everyone was like, I don't like you.
I don't like you because you eat fish. but if anybody wants to rant about Brie eating fish, my vegan DMs are open. And they're
he started a Discord, what's it called? Page. I don't know how these things work. That's like just hating on me eating fish.
Yeah.
A collection of photos every time you screenshot every story of me eating fish.
I'm honestly surprised. I feel like if you had a dating profile, it would be like
me holding fish.
Like that white man trope of like them holding a fish in every photo.
But it would just be me like just railing scallops in every photo.
Yeah.
Oysters are my favorite food.
I need to go.
Okay. Until next time, we will see you around the neighborhood. Hope you missed it.
Bye.
Well, see you around the neighborhood.
Unless you're a fish, because Brie will kill you.